Join me, Izzy Judd, and our meditation guides as we tackle everything from stress to gratitude. The Music and Meditation Podcast. Listen on BBC Sounds.
BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock. Time now for Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
And we start the programme with some live music from my guests in session here in the Music Planet studio. Poland's five-piece string band Velosi. Witamy, everyone. I've been told that's welcome in Polish. Well, they're going to kick off the programme this afternoon with some live music. Here they are with a song called Crawler. Wow, strings with real attitude. And that is just a taste of what is on Music Planet today. From Velosi, my guests in the studio, and a piece called Crawler. I'll be talking to them later on to find out more about the group and their brand of music. Also on the programme this afternoon, we'll be looking ahead at some of the artists due to play at WOMAD this summer. We've music from Ganavia, who is coming in to do a session for us later on this month. And a look at Venezuela's Cuatro Virtuoso, Cheo Hurtado, our classic artist this week. Plus, as usual, we've got a roundup of some of the albums that have caught our attention. But right now, a song from LA-based Cambodian pop rockers Dengue Fever. It's a song from their sixth album, Ting Mong, celebrating the 20th anniversary of their self-titled debut album. The band was formed in 2001 by the brothers Ethan and Zach Holtzman, who'd both fallen in love with Cambodian psychedelic rock and pop of the 60s and 70s. They held auditions for someone who could sing the Khmer lyrics and found Chom Nimol, who'd been a well-known singer in Cambodia before she emigrated to the US. This album, Ting Mong, is probably their most mellow album yet. In Cambodian culture, a Ting Mong is an effigy of protection, like a scarecrow that wards off evil spirits. This is Touch Me Not.
Thank you.
soothing desert blues from Cambodia, the opening track of Ting Mong, Dengue Fever's latest album, out now on Tuk Tuk Records. Now, next month, we'll be welcoming Gunavya to the Music Planet studio. Born in New York and raised in South India with an absolutely beautiful voice, Gunavya will be in session on the 6th of April. Here's a track from her new album, Like the Sky, I've Been Too Quiet. Released on Native Rebel Recordings just yesterday, this is El Kebda, Let It Go.
Oh.
That was a previously unbroadcast track from Farrah's set at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall back in January as part of Celtic Connections. They joined forces with the Quebecois group Genticorum. Performing together, that song was Wind Dancers by Farrah, which comes from their recent album Energy Islands, inspired by the innovations in renewable energy taking place in their homeland of Orkney. And you can hear more from that performance, recorded specially for Radio 3, in our Celtic Connection special from a few weeks ago, still available on BBC Sounds. And before that, you heard the ethereal voice of Gunavia, who's coming into the studio to do a session for us here on Music Planet in 3 weeks' time on the 6th of April. Hamraz is a duo that formed just a few years ago after Khurshid Dadbe and Lucie Lelorin met at the Codarts Conservatory in the Netherlands. Their dream was to create the music of a modern society with the inspiration of traditional music, combining the rich rhythms of the Iranian tanbur and the tar from the modal makam music that they grew up with. This is Salyan Goz from their album Abur, meaning cloud, released last December. Thank you. Sublime music from Hamraz with their interpretation of traditional Iranian song. And so to my guests here in the studio, Velossi, this is where classical and folk music collide in simply fabulous freewheeling harmony. Violins, viola, cello, double bass, and on the odd occasion, the pipes too, I believe. They've been around for a while, debuted in 2010 at the new traditional festival in Poland and have won numerous awards and accolades since. They've got a song for us right now, Harpagon. Perhaps, Christoph or Stan, you can just tell us a little bit.
There's like a crazy guy, somebody very crazy and very, how to say, without any borders or limits.
That's true. That's a word, you can say, in a slang in Poland. It's not like a classical Polish word, but Harpagon means a person, especially usually from the mountains, who is very tough. Very tough, and he takes every chance to make crazy things.
So a crazy mountain man with no inhibitions. Here is Harpagon. Wow, talk about fast and furious. I have got no idea how these guys play so fast. That was Velossi live on Music Planet. And joining me for a chat now are the brothers Christoph and Stan. Guys, maybe you could just introduce the band members first for me.
It starts always with my brother Chris, who is first violin player, and it started all because of him. I'm Stan, I play cello, and there is the rest of the band. For us, as classical contemporary players, the most important part which turns it all on is the guys who play traditional music. They come from Polish mountains, Istebna and Koniaków villages, and we mix it all together and we are having fun with it.
So you've got Jan on viola, Robert on the double bass.
Exactly, yes.
And
Mateusz.
How did you all meet? Because I read that it was at your wedding, Christoph. So I want to know, were these guys gate crashers or were they actually invited by somebody to come along?
That's true. I almost forgot it, but but it was during my wedding, actually, before my wedding, when we were looking for some group who can play really without any PA, without any loudspeakers, just traditional and very root natural music, and we met them. We met them playing their compositions, not the traditional pieces, but still already their compositions, which was such a
discovery for us. Discovery. Yes, that's true. Personally, for me, it was like a blessing because we came from a musical family. We grew up there, so all those earliest years were about just playing with music, playing it very freely. And then through all these educational years when you have to learn how to play properly, I somehow lost it. So I think exactly in this period when Chris had a wedding and we met guys, I was quite lost in musical world. I played some contemporary, some classical stuff, but there was a big lack of this kind of freedom and sensitivity. And it was it. When we met them, I immediately felt that I won't know that guys much more better.
So was it at the wedding you thought, OK, after the honeymoon, I'm going to come back and we're going to get these guys together?
Even during the honeymoon.
Even earlier.
No, how did your wife feel about
that? They found the place for us, actually, to spend the honeymoon inside in the forest. And they were coming to us.
And there were some obstacles because in that period, Chris had broken arm. Take it into consideration.
I thought it was a simple question, but now it's getting really involved. That you've got guys on honeymoon with you. You've broken your arm.
We were making fire and invited them to us. So we started to play, and Stan came, brilliant, and we started to play something together, and it was such a pleasure.
It sounds as though the whole foundation of this was really organic.
That's true.
You know, and does improvisation come into the music that you play?
That's absolutely true. There's not much in the beginning. There were not much on our minds about this music. It was just our fun coming to them and getting a bit more of this fresh air of improvisation that we always dreamt of. And
we got infected, Ben.
Yeah, in a way.
The music you're playing for us here on Music Planet today is from your latest album, isn't it? It's called 200 Weeks Ago. What's the story behind that?
It's very much about time. We're focusing how to show this relationship to the time. It was COVID period when we recorded it. So we went back, days and days back. And then we realized that we recorded this album before with Felix Lajko, great Hungarian violin player. Yeah, it was exactly 200 weeks before starting recording a new album. So we felt that this time period show us this importance of the moment and of the while, you can say, and how, in a way, random it can be, how unrepeatable it is.
So you've got one more song for us right now. This song is called Bittersweet. And it's very different to what we've heard already, isn't it? Tell me a little bit about the song.
All our music is about emotions very much, so it's kind of good for musicians that he doesn't have to say about emotions, but can play just. So I will just say that it reflects our touring period in Eastern Ukraine. It was a couple of years ago, when the war started in Ukraine.
Wow.
But this first one, which was not so obvious for the Western lands, but it already happened there. So we had great opportunity to travel those places with great help of Polish Institute in Kiev. So we did a tour and we had a lot of emotions from there. And this song was for the first time played in Kramatorsk, in Eastern Ukraine.
Let's hear it. This is Bittersweet.
Thank you.
The wonderful Velossi with Bittersweet, live here in the studio. Haunting, moody and beautiful. It's a song that came out of their trip to Ukraine just as the war began. One final tune from them at the end of the programme. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. It's time, Africa, it's time. We have everything, but Africa is still poor. It's time we change our way of thinking and take our destiny in our own hands. So says Senegal's Tidiane Thiam, and it is this message that he carries in his album Africa Yonti, meaning Africa, it's time. To the listener, the softness of the music may belie the power of his message, but the more you listen to it, the more the strength in its simplicity shines through. The album is due out in May on Sahel Sounds, and this track is Nene Africa.
Thank you. ready to the ghetto. Shot it from the roof when they hit it in the middle. We high, you not. Don't smile now, not your ally, I forgot. You was stuck a real life, you was stuck a real lie. I can hear it from far, kid lie. But that I forgot, not my click, we 6 feet sharp. I don't take no threats, I don't take no threats. Don't you think that I forget? I don't take no threats, I don't take no threats. Don't you think that I forget? They may say, they may say, make another one chance. I don't take that threats, I don't take that.
Powerful words of one of the hottest African artists of the moment, Zambia's Sampa the Great, featuring on the track Life Goes On with Mercury Award winners Ezra Collective on their album Where I'm Meant to Be. She was born in Zambia, grew up there and in Botswana, studied music in San Francisco and audio engineering in Australia, where her recording career took off, winning her many prestigious awards. Now back in Zambia, Sampa is continuing to blaze a trail as a singer and a rapper. Sampa the Great is one of the artists appearing at this year's WOMAD Festival. Other artists taking to the WOMAD stages this summer are Baba Mal, Soema Montenegro, Sekou Keita's Homeland Band, Gogol Bordello, and many, many more. Time for a couple more tunes before my guests in the studio, Velossi, play us out today. This next track is from our classic artist, Cheo Hurtado. Born in 1960 in Venezuela, he has become one of the country's leading cuatro players, Venezuela's national instrument, called the cuatro because it has four strings. Now, normally, it's an instrument used for rhythmic accompaniment, but the way Hurtado plays it, it takes center stage as a solo instrument. Hurtado grew up in a musical family, and by the time he was 15, he was already teaching the cuatro, the mandolin, and the guitar at the cultural center in his hometown, Bolivar. Needless to say, he founded and played in many bands, ensembles and orchestras, has toured all over the world and has recorded over 20 albums. If you want to know more about him and the cuatro, you can still listen to and download our Music Planet road trip to Venezuela and Colombia, Cuatro Special on BBC Sounds. So here's Hurtado in action, playing alongside David Peña on bass and Eudes Alvarez on Venezuelan harp. It's lively and heady. This is kirpa, a type of joropo, the traditional dance of Venezuela. What a great piece. Venezuela's Cuatro Virtuoso, Cheo Utardo, our classic artist this week. Well, this next song almost spans the globe. It's got a reggae groove, pipes that would feel at home in Peru, and Eastern voices from the Wa people of China, even an electric guitar solo for good measure. The group is called Bagadai, and they're from a remote part of China in Ximeng County, Yunnan Province. They're a 12-piece band fronted by five brilliant female voices. As you will hear from this song, the Wa community has truly embraced the modern world, making their traditional Wa songs even more infectious. This is Kun Nan Air from their forthcoming self-titled debut album. Known as Wazoo Reggae from the Wa community's Bagadai band. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. It's called simply Bagadai and it's due out at the end of this month on Sea of Wood Records, a label that was set up to provide a platform specifically for the music from Yunnan province in China. Well, that's it for Music Planet today. Thanks to my guests, Velossi. Guys, it's been great to have you in the studio. Will you play us out today with a final song? And what's it going to be?
Time Capsula.
Time Capsula. Oh, 200 weeks ago, yes. The time clock is ticking.
To wrap it up.
Something about time.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. And if I've said it right in Polish, dziękuję.
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 Dziękujemy. Thank you.
Time Capsule by Volesi, the last song in that specially recorded session for Music Planet. The programme was presented by Loba Katari. In a few moments, Kevin Legendre presents the J to Z of the composer and conductor, Darcy James Argue's Musical Inspirations.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
The mornings are getting lighter. The weather's becoming drier, hopefully, and the spring flowers are coming into bloom. Make the most of your mornings away from the rush and start the day the classical way with Radio 3. Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 7. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, and on BBC Sounds.
Well, later this evening at 6:30, we're off to the Metropolitan Opera in New York as Elena Pankratova makes her Met debut as Turandot. But first here on BBC Radio 3 at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z, and another chance to hear an episode first broadcast in October of last year.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today, internationally renowned composer and big band leader Darcy James Argue will be sharing his musical inspirations with us, and we have live music from Guadeloupean saxophonist Jacques Schwarzbart. But to get us started, here's a beautiful song that might help to stave off any winter blues. It's the first release from Erskine and Kavuma, a new partnership between saxophonist Theo Erskine and trumpeter Mark Kavuma. This is June.